Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
The next mayor of Boston will almost certainly be a person of color, thanks to a historically diverse group of mayoral candidates. But for some black leaders, that's not enough. They want to make sure the next mayor represents the black community. WBUR's Anthony Brooks has the story.
On a recent Sunday, Boston City Councilor and mayoral candidate Andrea Campbell canvassed in Roxbury, historically the center of Boston's black community.
I think we've door knocked almost 3,000 doors this weekend.
Woo! And so
this effort is important for Campbell, who is black and who grew up in Roxbury and now lives in Mattapan. In more than 40 years, no mayoral candidate has won without carrying substantial parts of the black community. So she faces a big challenge from a coalition of black leaders who are urging voters to back acting mayor Kim Janey.
There is a clear majority of people who vetted the candidates who concluded that she was the best one for the moment.
Former state senator Diane Wilkerson leads the initiative known as Wakanda 2. It follows an effort in 2018 to consolidate black support behind Rachel Rollins' successful bid for Suffolk County District Attorney. That came after the 2013 mayoral primary, when a crowded field split the black vote, and two white men, Marty Walsh and John Connolly, went on to the final, which Walsh won. Wilkerson says that was a lost opportunity for the city's black community.
Our process is to make sure that there is an inclusion of the issues that are of concern to the community that is faring the worst, has suffered the worst, who is dying the most, who has lost the most.
Wilkerson says the vetting process included lengthy questionnaires about issues important to the black community, including policing, schools, climate, and the pandemic. She says Janey scored particularly well on her efforts to boost vaccination rates in black and brown neighborhoods, which Janey touts as a top priority.
Our latest efforts have helped to narrow gaps in the black and Latino community as well. We are a highly vaccinated city and one of the most highly vaccinated states.
But in picking Janey, Wakanda 2 bypassed two other respected black politicians, Campbell and John Barrows, who was making his second run for Boston mayor and served as the city's economic development chief under Mayor Marty Walsh. But the effort to rally the black vote behind one candidate makes sense, according to Andrew Leong, a professor of Latino and Asian American studies at UMass Boston.
It's a smart move based upon previous historic Boston politics, where we saw the inability of communities of color to gather together their strengths in numbers.
But Leong also has questions about the strategy, including what it says to Asian voters or progressive white voters or conservative Latino voters. Does it somehow exclude them? Andrea Campbell says Wakanda 2 feeds a false narrative that black candidates can only attract black voters.
Of course, I'm going to be going out into the black community, and of course, I'm a member of that community, but it's equally important to me to get out into other diverse communities, and there are many in the city of Boston, to also earn their support as well.
On a recent afternoon, a Caribbean Community Day in Dorchester included dancing and a pop-up vaccination clinic. It attracted some of the mayoral candidates, including Michelle Wu, who also makes a point of running citywide. Wu is the first Asian American woman to serve on the city council, but says she understands the effort by Wakanda 2 to look for a candidate who's particularly attuned to the city's black community.
We know that issues of racial justice need to be at the forefront of every single mayoral candidate's agenda.
But Wu also says that her progressive agenda, including plans to address the yawning racial wealth gap, will not only lift black communities, but the rest of the city as well. History shows that winning over just one part of Boston isn't enough to become mayor. Tito Jackson, who concentrated on the black vote in 2017, lost by a wide margin. And this year, John Santiago tried to rely on Boston's large Latino community, but he trailed in the polls and dropped out. Again, Michelle Wu.
No community is a monolith across any of the amazing demographics and neighborhoods in our city, and we're talking to residents all across Boston about why it makes such a big difference for folks to be active, involved, and get out to vote in this race.
Another candidate who talks forcefully about representing the whole city as opposed to just one community is City Councilor Anissa Asaibi-George. As the daughter of a Polish mother and a Tunisian father, Asaibi-George identifies as a woman of color, but she says she'd rather focus on her agenda than her racial background.
When we think about our small businesses who have suffered tremendously, especially over this last year, that we are wasting time talking about identity politics as opposed to the work that is before the city.
Whether the strategy of Wakanda 2 proves successful or not, Acting Mayor Janey has already made history as the first woman and first black person to lead City Hall, and the historically diverse field of candidates ensures that the next Boston mayor, whoever it is, will be an historic choice. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Anthony Brooks.